Newcastle, you big beautiful thing, you.
Good morning.
Just strap on.
We'll do it live.
I've been probed.
Just do it.
You'd be such a bad test case for the human race.
I'm no intelligent life found.
Time to get that fun feeling with Nick.
Hey, Riddlers.
Jess.
I can break you.
And Ducko.
Strap yourselves in. You're in my town now, baby.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
What's a 69er?
What time is it?
Showtime.
Who? 2 minutes past six. Welcome to Wednesday.
Good morning.
How are you all this morning?
Very good.
Wonderful.
I found something out overnight, which I think is going to be big for Jess Falcioni.
Oh, my God, hit me.
Yeah. It's a word, it's a phrase in German. Nick, I know you know a little bit of German. You might know it.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and it just made me think Jess would love to use this.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Because when you have people over at your house,
Yes. You
then get over them, and you want them to leave.
I do, but I don't want to be rude and say get out.
There's a phrase in German which is fine to use, which means I am feeling visited enough. You can leave.
The Germans are great at combining words. Like a full sentence, they'll just jam into a word.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Do you know how to say it in German?
Yes, I do.
Ich fühle mich genug besucht.
I'll slow it down for you.
Ich fühle mich genug besucht.
Here we go.
Not quite.
Ich fühle mich genug besucht.
I'm feeling visited enough. Please leave.
I am feeling visited enough. That is gorgeous. Yeah. Maybe I can get that printed on like an after dinner mint.
Yeah.
And then as I hand those around at the end of the meal, it says that. And everyone goes, what does this mean? It means I've been visited enough. Yes. Take your mint and get out of my house.
Yeah. Thing is, if you got the German phrase printed on a mint, it would be, the mint's not big enough.
I mean, good conversation starter.
That's one of those stick mints, isn't it?
Good conversation. I need one of those mint patties, you know, those you buy from the milk bar.
Who's buying those?
I don't even know what
and
you're talking about.
Mint patty,
they're gigantic. They're like the poor man's mint slice. But I think they've been around since like the 60s or something.
Yeah.
And
they're always like, next to a coconut rough.
Yes,
and
they're like a bright green foil.
Yes.
They're huge. They're quite a big disc.
Yeah, who wants that much mint? And the ratio is all wrong. It's a thin, thin bit of chocolate around way too much mint.
Yeah.
It's very toothpastey.
Yeah.
But good service area for that phrase. Thank you so much.
No, there you go.
I actually am hosting the Lasagna Lovers this Sunday.
Without lasagna, no doubt.
So, I mean, my menu at this moment does not feature lasagna. It has a whole bunch of other stuff.
But this doesn't make sense.
I've been visited enough.
Yeah.
Get out, girls.
I'm hosting all of you guys on Friday before our Christmas party at my house, a little end of show breakup. So, I mean, we do have an out because to go to the Christmas party.
I was
going to
say, we do have somewhere else to be.
If you hear me just blasting off,
ich fühle mich genug besucht.
And get out of my house.
Get out of my house.
Yeah.
That is your Christmas present come early, fam. Because as if there aren't some stragglers Christmas Day who just won't go home.
Yeah.
It's like you just want to mop. I just want to clean my house. Yeah. Get out.
Or you can just go up to your room like you do.
Come down brushing my teeth in pajamas, being like, you guys still here? You have a nice time?
Well, it's lunch, Jess. Go home.
Leave me. 13 10 60, give us a call. We've got a big show, by the way. Santa Sack, of course, coming up just after 7 o'clock. Alpha Bucks coming up. Elf and Good Christmas with Pears. I mean, there's so many giveaways. We have some juicy ones right now, though. 13 10 60. We're going to play Two Truths and a Lie.
Yeah, we are.
Give us a buzz. We're just going to give three statements. You've got a 1 in 3 chance of guessing which one is the lie.